Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Connecting with Octavia with your host, Octavia Johnson, and we are live from the inside.
For those of you guys who may or may not know, which would be highly unfortunate, we are currently dealing with a spread of COVID-19. Now, COVID-19 is a type of coronavirus. It's a new strand, and it has been spreading from country to country. And a person can get the disease if they're in close contact with somebody who was tested positive for COVID-19. The symptoms for COVID-19 usually varies. It never happens in the same order. So if you feel like you do have COVID-19, you should check for signs of cough, difficulty breathing, or any flu or cold-like symptoms. Although these are the main symptoms, there have been others that could let people know that they have COVID-19. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is the chief medical correspondent, was speaking with CNN about these other symptoms, which could affect the smell or the taste of these victims.
A study of about 200 patients out of China show that In fact, not only were there digestive symptoms present in about half the patients, oftentimes it was the first symptom. And as you mentioned, just overnight, Erica, what's called anosmia, which basically means loss of smell, seems to be another symptom that many of these patients often develop. They don't know if it's related to the upper respiratory virus part of this or what, but anosmia, maybe linked to loss of taste, maybe linked to loss of appetite. We're not entirely sure.
So as you guys can see, this disease is very serious. I want to actually shout out to all the doctors and nurses who have been putting in work during this time. It's been a lot, and I know they've been wanting this to at least die down at some point. In most states, we are now required to stay inside for a certain amount of days just to bring this down because people were dying from it. So not only is it affecting those people, it's affecting the people that don't even have the disease. For example, I'm a senior. So this was supposed to be my last semester being an undergraduate. I was going to live my best life. At least I thought. Now we're having to stay in. I'm taking classes online and it's a lot going on with it. And usually I'm not this serious when it comes to stuff like this because I'm like, you know, I try to make light of the situation, but sometimes it's hard to make light of that situation. Because let's just be honest, no senior ever expected this, especially the seniors who are graduating for the spring of 2020. I've been in my room, just staying in my apartment, doing stuff I ain't never did before, like work out. Like, what is working out? I just made a whole TikTok account. Like, I don't know. Shout out to my seniors, though. Are you guys really trying to play violins while I'm trying to fit? Whatever. This is Octavia Johnson on Connecting with Octavia, and we will see you guys next week.